It's my honor to welcome back to Emmanuel this morning the Reverend Dr. Michael Smith from Bishop Anderson House and to share our pulpit for his word this morning. Please.
Good morning. Good morning. Let me first say to the angel of this house, Rector David, God bless you. And thank you, Father, not Robbie, to share this sacred moment. To all of you, I greet you this morning in the matchless, wonderful, powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is with the joy of the Lord that we are all present today. And after experiencing several cold days, I'm sure you're glad of the little warmth we've had this morning. And so I want to share with you from the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. I just want to read the 11th verse. And I'm going to encourage you on your own time this week to go back and read that entire 8th chapter of Genesis. But in that 11th verse, it says, "And the dove came back to him in the evening. And there in the beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters have subsided from the earth." For just a few moments this morning from a sermon entitled, "Hope is an Olive Leaf." Water. All Noah could see was water. The evening sun sunk into it. The clouds were reflected in it. The ark was surrounded by it. The rain had fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. The water swelled so mightily on the earth that all the high mountains under the heavens were covered. Water to the north, water to the south, to the east and west. All Noah could see was water. But God remembered Noah, and at the end of 150 days, the water began to abate, and the ark came to rest in a mountain range. And the Bible says that after 40 days in the mountain range, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a raven, but the raven did not find dry land. Then Noah sent out a dove to see if the waters had rescinded from the face of the earth, but the dove found no place to rest. And he returned to Noah in the ark. And after a period of waiting, Noah again sent the dove out from the ark. All morning, I believe that Noah probably looked for that dove. The afternoon had passed and he saw nothing. And now the sun was setting. The sky was beginning to darken again, and all Noah could see was water. And maybe you understand that feeling. Maybe you've experienced that in your life. You stood where Noah stood. You've known your share of floods in your life, floods of sorrow upon the news of the death of a loved one, flooded by the continuous need to make ends meet. You saved and worked, but yet it doesn't quite seem there's never enough. Flooded by the unceasing news of death and brutality in our world. The floods of war and continued rumors of war. It sometimes seems to overwhelm us, and we seem as if we're just drowning in bad news. Some have understood being flooded by feelings of despair and depression. You've seen the floodwaters rise. You've seen the sun maybe setting, and you keep looking out on the horizon, hoping that maybe the waters, the floods of your life will begin to subside. So you stood where Noah stood. And you needed what Noah needed. You needed hope. In all honesty, you may not even be asking for things to be made perfect. You just need a little hope. For hope does not promise an instant solution, but rather the possibility of an eventual outcome that's favorable. It won't change the diagnosis immediately, but just having some hope that it could be better makes the day a little better. I believe that sometimes all we need in this world is a little hope. I still remember the pictures of the residents of New Orleans when Katrina came and flooded the city. Maybe some of you remember the faces just peering out from holes cut in the roof. People waving their hands, hoping that someone would see them. All they wanted to know was there's someone who could possibly help them in that moment. Even in Houston, a few years later, when the floodwaters came and people stood on tops of cars, waiting for a boat to come by, waiting for someone to simply come by and extend them a hand. When I look back and reflect upon those faces, all they needed in that moment in the midst of the rising waters was a little hope. That's all Noah needed, and that's all many of us this morning need. We just need to receive a little hope. And in the evening, in that last moment of the light of day, in the minutes before Noah would close the window in the ark and spend another restless night wondering, the dove returned to him. And the Bible says, in the dove's beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. And I believe that in that moment, Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. An olive leaf. Noah would be happy to have that bird return. But in that moment, there was more than just the bird, but the olive leaf. The leaf was more than a piece of greenery. The leaf was a promise. The bird brought more than a piece of a tree. It brought hope. It wasn't simply greenery, but hope. Hope is an olive leaf, evidence of God moving on your behalf in the midst of your situation. And we all occasionally need an olive leaf in our life. It appears that the cancer may be in remission. That's an olive leaf. Your application has been approved. That's an olive leaf. Congratulations, you've made the grade. You're graduating. That's an olive leaf. Congratulations, you've received that promotion. That's an olive leaf. The surgery is completed. Things went as we planned. That's an olive leaf. No one was seriously hurt in the accident. That's an olive leaf. When a friend comes by and says, I don't know what to do, but I'm here with you. That's an olive leaf. But as much as we love that olive leaf, I believe that we also love the one who brings the olive leaf. When a parent teaches a child that a broken heart will not last forever, that's an olive leaf brought by one who loves you. When a spouse of 30 years speaks to that young, newlywed couple and says, it's going to be hard sometimes. Arguments are a part of marriage. That's why it says that marriage is full of long suffering. That's an olive leaf. When, again, you just show up and sit with a friend, nothing to say, nothing can change, but you're just there, that ministry of presence, as sometimes we call it, that's an olive leaf. We love the one who brings the olive leaf. Jesus stood with a woman in the midst of the scribes and Pharisees who wanted to stone the woman for adultery. Noah could see nothing but the water. She could see nothing but the anger. She had no hope, but then Jesus speaks. Let anyone amongst you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him, and the dove of heaven offered the woman a leaf. Woman, where are they? Has there no one remains who will condemn you? She said, no, sir. And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Go your way, for now go and sin no more. In her shame-flooded world, he brings a leaf of hope. He does something similar for a man named, let's just say he's just a man who struggled. He was struggling to be a part of the fellowship of the community. And he wanted to see Jesus, so the Bible says he climbed up into a tree. But maybe it wasn't just the one who climbed to a tree. Maybe it's the one who pressed the way into the crowd. And seeing Jesus, as oftentimes for many of us, we need the Lord to see us. And the Bible says that he saw him and said, come down out that tree. Today I will sup with you. And many of us can understand that we've needed the Lord to see us in the midst of our situation, in the midst of all that was going on and all the people around you. You heard the Lord say, I see you. Come and let me sup with you. We love the one that brings that moment of hope to our life. Those who are in despair, those in depression, those in darkness, we love when the Lord speaks and says, come, I bring you hope, I bring you joy, I bring you a peace. But it's not simply a divine hope that is always given. Sometimes the Lord will use you and I to bring that olive leaf. I consider the last several days when we've experienced this bitter cold. For me, I know that when the temperature drops, my units in the hospital become full of men, women, and yes, even sometimes children, who for no fault of their own have been exposed to the elements, have no place to be warm. And so they come into the hospital and they're cared for, but then, as it always is when you're discharged, you return to wherever you came from. And many of these persons would not have anything to take with them but the clothes on their back. And so an olive leaf has been extended. And the Samaritan Backpack Ministry that we do at Bishop Anderson House, that's been supported by this church and so many others, we provide to those men, women, and children an olive leaf. We provide for them hope. They leave with boots on their feet. It was not present at the beginning of the ministry, but over the years, we've accumulated enough that we can now provide boots, as well as hats, gloves, scarves, full ski masks, hygiene kits, a backpack full of non-perishable food. For many of us, the thought of being in the winter without boots just sounds just crazy. But yet there are so many who don't have warm boots to put on their feet. And so we share, even now, those olive leaves, those moments of hope, because the person no longer has to return to the elements unprepared. They don't have to prepare to spend another night on the streets hoping that someone will show some kindness, hoping that someone will maybe stop and give them enough to buy food. For in this small gesture of giving a backpack, shoes, and some food, we give hope to men, women, and children who are flooded right now not by water but by the bitter cold, flooded oftentimes by despair and a sense of loss. But even in the midst of all that's wrong around us, in the midst of all that we cannot change, all that we cannot fix, we extend hope. You extend hope. And so I want you to hear in this message that hope never dies. No matter how sad or depressing the world may be, the news may appear, there's still hope because God sent us into the world. We are those doves when we meet others and we're in their presence and we share the good news, the gospel, when we share a moment of kindness, when we share a warm meal, a cup of coffee, we extend to them hope. Hope for that hour, hope for that day. And for some, that's all they really need, just enough to get through the next day. So as we depart soon to go back into the world, be reminded that you are hope. You are the manifestation of God's love to those in the world who have a need. You may not meet everyone. You may only meet one this week, but in that situation, extend to them hope. For in hope, there's light. In light, there's life. Amen, amen, and amen.